Inflation has reached a 13-year high at 7.8% in July. This will have a very significant impact on the poorest households in South Africa. This is a direct result of government's inability to coherently manage economic policy. And in response, the DA will shortly be launching its cost of living campaign aimed at alleviating pressure on the most vulnerable households. Compounding that, South Africa faces the real prospect of being grey-listed by the Financial Action Task Force as a result of its inability to manage money laundering and the flows of financing for terrorist activity. In the event that the grey-listing happens, we will see a further shrinking of our gross domestic product, and we will also see a much more difficult environment for everyone in South Africa.